If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
The lies we tell ourselves as women. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of 3 boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go.
Where I am now compared to when I started or before I started with Heather is just so completely different. Like, I feel like I found my spark in life again. And it's kind of magical, right? And so now I feel like I have the tools and I'm just more connected with myself again and able to like feel what I want in life and the dreams that I have, and to be able to chase after those in a really sustainable way that's manageable and that brings me joy.
All right, ladies, I am back, and today I want to dive into lies. The lies and the stories that we tell ourselves of why we cannot live the life that we truly desire. And when I mean life, I mean all aspects of your life. This was inspired by an Instagram post that I wrote, and I wanted to talk about it. There were 3 lies that I identified, and the first one was, once this blows over, then things will slow down. Lie number 2, once the kids are back in school, I will. Lie number 3, no one is buying right now, or my shop is closed, therefore I can't make money. Is this you? Are you always trying to catch a deep inhale and full exhale before life seems to take your breath away again? You know how to take action and implement. In fact, your friends may have gifted you with the Supermom Award. And yet, there you are, maybe feeling a little like you've lost yourself along the way. You can feel it. Your mind may feel a little foggy, and you know deep down that you were made for more, but how? I truly believe that there are three things that we need to do as women to create the life that we truly desire. Number one, you need to get super crystal clear on exactly what you want your life to look like. But here's the kicker. You need to give yourself permission to want what you want. Number two, you have to be honest with what's draining your energy and create solutions to fix the energy leaks. And number three, you have to stop pretending that you can do it all alone. As humans, we're not designed to do it all. Humans were designed to use their strengths in communities, teams, families, tribes to help others. And this also goes for motherhood, business, and life in general. I'm going to repeat this. You are not designed to do it all or do it alone. All right, ladies, today's post is about resistance. This is a hot topic, something I absolutely love talking about, something I feel like a lot of people don't talk about. Especially in the personal development world, I see so many people talking about manifesting and positive thinking, and here we are in a crisis. Global pandemic, massive injustice that is now being brought to our attention. And when I say now, it's always been there. 2020 is showing us what is not sustainable, what has not been sustainable in our lives. And yet, we so badly don't want to do the work. You want to turn a blind eye. You want to close the computer. You want to unplug. You want to say, think positive thoughts. The lies we tell ourselves. You can create the life that you truly desire. I was on a walk today, and actually I'm recording this from an Airbnb. I chose to rent an Airbnb for a few days so I can get some work done because I have a manuscript deadline for my book. And of course, anytime you find me or you say, Heather, you need to write, that means, I'm going to start yawning. Even the thought of writing makes me want to yawn. My physical body is not a fan of writing. It is not my forte. I'd rather speak all day. But looking at it, I mean, if you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen. So I was going for a walk today and I was thinking about resistance and how resistance shows up. And not only as humans are we taught that being uncomfortable is a bad thing. Sorry, we're not taught that. Our brains are designed to keep us safe. So we don't like to be uncomfortable. But in the personal development space, we're taught to think positive and raise your vibration. But a lot of times you're not taught to acknowledge your current vibration. So if I'm acknowledging that my body wants to shut down when I have created the space to do something productive, that doesn't necessarily mean I need to sleep. It means my body is trying to keep me safe. So instead of doing what it's inclining me to do, which is to take a nap, I get up, I go for a walk, I push through the resistance, make sure I'm taking care of myself, and I allow it to pass through. And then I keep a promise to myself. I keep a promise to myself that I'm going to follow through with what I said I was going to follow through with, which was writing and editing. And then after I do that, I can reward myself with my vice, which was sleep or candy or whatever you want to choose. But here's my point. You have to get clear on exactly what you want and how you want to feel in your life. emotionally, physically, energetically, in your relationships. And when you truly give yourself permission to want what you want and you say, enough is enough. I no longer just want to get by. I want to thrive. I want to make a lot of money so that I can give a lot of money. I want to make a lot of money so that I can give more to my children. I want more energy so that I can be more present with my friends and family. I want to feel good because I fucking deserve to feel good. I want to feel respected in my relationships. I want to feel whole and fulfilled. But here's the thing. If you're not willing to acknowledge where you resist doing those things, whether it's an excuse of you don't have time or you don't have the money or you don't have the energy, and you're not even willing to look at that story and say, where can I start? How can I lean in to this resistance? You have to be willing to start. And when you start starting, that's a real thing, when you start starting, you begin to see that this momentum starts to take traction. And just like my example of my resistance today, I got up, I went for that walk, I leaned in. I told myself, Heather, you will not give up on this. And as I continued to lean in, do you know what happened? My resistance went away. By the time it was time to reward myself with what I wanted to do, which was sleep, I was no longer tired. Because the threat was gone. My brain literally was like, oh, I don't need to keep you safe anymore because you're no longer uncomfortable. You've already taken action on what you were uncomfortable with, which was writing. This shows up every single day for me, every single day. From the time my alarm goes off in the morning to my morning routine to meal planning to taking action on certain things in my business, to wanting to argue with a child, my 7-year-old son, when things don't go my way. So instead of yelling, I stop and I breathe and I feel. These are the lies that we tell ourselves, ladies, that things will get better when things slow down. Things do not get better when things slow down because they never slow down. Life continues. We continue to believe that in different phases and stages and seasons, all of a sudden things will change. But the thing that needs to change is us. The thing that needs to change is the actions that we take. The thing that changes is you giving yourself permission. You no longer lying to yourself. So that is my podcast for you today, The Lies We Tell Ourselves. You can go read the whole post on Instagram and you're welcome to send me a DM. And this is also a gentle reminder that the Mastery Accelerator, which takes place on June 19th, it is a 1-day event. Yes, you create space, a whole day to get super clear on how you want to feel in your life and in your work and what specifically that will look like for you. And then we're going to reverse engineer how you want to feel so that you have a plan and an action step. So you know how to own your worth. You know specifically what actions you need to take and where you need to focus to create a sustainable life. So if this is you, head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/business. You literally have 4 more days to register. Now is the time to take action. Talk soon.
I'm the same person, but I'm making deliberate choices about how I want to live. So I am scheduling a babysitter every Sunday from 2 to 6 so my husband can go out and talk through my goals and his. And I am, instead of sitting on the couch with my son and our cell phone watching the computer screen, I'm spending deliberate quality time with him, playing with toys. I just feel like I'm being more intentional in how I'm using my time.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you. I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.